you know, at the beginning of the day, I sort of frame out what's my day going to look like, who should I be watching? And I was really pleasantly surprised to see you consistently, you know, pushing into that top 30, you know, like he's right there through a 15K skate. When I think, you know, we compartmentalize and think of you as a sprinter. So maybe tell us a little bit about your day, and then we can kind of get into some broader things. But yeah, tell us about your day.
Yeah, the day as a whole is, I mean, pretty awesome. I just going into it, I wanted to put together a good race and feel just pretty solid throughout the whole race. And conditions were pretty sweet, and the body felt really good when I hopped on my skis to test. So I got actually really, really excited to get out there, and starting right behind Bolshinov. I mean, a little bit intimidating, but I knew Florian Knotts was right behind me, and yeah, just trying to do my best to kind of hold my own and not blow up too early and not go too slow. And I got pretty fortunate with a nice group of guys that lapped through right when I started. And I think one of the guys was a French skier, and he was actually the race leader. So I just kind of hunkered in behind him, and that pace felt really good. And yeah, I think overall I was super psyched with how my body felt, and I was able to push the sections I knew I needed to push. And before the race, you know, talking with Matt, kind of tactically how to ski the course and trying to stay light and quick versus kind of big and powerful and strong, kind of like how I like to ski in sprints. So that was a little different for me, but yeah, I mean, all in all, I was just psyched to get out there and have a put together a good race and feel good all about it.
How much that actually manifests for you, like, you know, swapping your MO, so to speak, skiing, you know, big and powerful to like light and fast on skis. What, you know, if people are watching this, they're streaming later, what might that look like? You know, if they're looking at your technique, are you like in that glide phase a shorter period of time or higher turnover? Yeah, just kind of curious.
Yeah, just trying to keep light, kind of a higher tempo versus kind of like the big, powerful, get out onto a ski, glide and relax, get over on the other, you know, just trying to like keep my hands moving quick, keep the body light, and yeah, I mean, the tempo just kind of smooth and consistent throughout the whole time into the V2 or V1, going up the hills and into transitions, just trying to be quick and light over all that stuff.
Are you surprised to be so close to the top 30? And frankly, you know, I think yesterday I was like, okay, yeah, the Scandinavians aren't here, but they're not here. And so they're not racing. And so, you know, there's plenty of very fast skiers in this field. Yeah, curious about how you perceive yourself as a distance skier and whether or not this is indicative of where you think you might be able to be.
Yeah, I mean, I know, like, looking back when I was skiing at Utah and even on the Super Tour my first year, like, I was, back then, I was able to put together some pretty solid distance races, you know, like winning some 10 and 20 Ks when, you know, back in Utah and, like I said, those Super Tours. So, and then I went over, you know, the Lochte and had that breakthrough sprint, and mm-hmm. that has kind of been the focus as of late, and it has always been the focus. But I know I've had some distance capabilities, you know, they're there, whether or not I did something different this summer or not, I can't really say for sure, but yeah, I think I was definitely a little bit surprised, but at the same time, like, I know I have the capacity and the capability to put together a good race. So I'm just hoping that from today, that kind of gives me the confidence to move forward and put together some more good distance races.
How is your confidence right now going into the sprints?
It's, I mean, super high. I mean, I think after today, showing that I have like some good capacity, and after yesterday, you know, popping off a really good qualifier with seventh. I mean, those two going hand in hand pretty closely. So I'm pretty psyched. I think, you know, yesterday in that quarterfinal, maybe I don't know the right way to say it, but that first quarterfinal heat was pretty stacked. But, you know, at the end of the day, you got to try and you got to push. I think I got a little bit unlucky because I definitely had more in the tank and I was hoping to get some more racing in. But I think all around I'm just pretty psyched and ready to move forward.
You were in the first quarterfinal yesterday. Is that right? Is that
yep.
what you just meant? Okay. I got up at 2 a.m. this morning, so I'm a little worried. Okay. So that's, you know, it's funny. And I mentioned this to Andrew Young yesterday because I think he was in that quarterfinal as well.
Yep.
And he just mentioned something like, oh, I got lucky. And I was like, what do you mean you got lucky? And while I was watching the race, I put my head down to take some notes. And I looked up and I saw Gus off the back. So I was like, I texted someone. I'm like, did Gus Schumacher fall? But they never got back to me. So you were involved in that tangle up.
I was just off the back. I mean, I wasn't really involved in it, but you know, it happens in front of you. You kind of adjust and get around it and change my line a little bit. But yeah, I'd say all in all, Young and I both got pretty damn lucky with escaping a pretty big crash. So, but yeah, it was fun. Actually, we were running out to the start, and him and I both being over like 6 foot tall, we're like, there should be a requirement to be in this heat. You got to be 6 feet or taller.
Yeah, how tall? You're like 6'3", aren't you?
Yeah, 6'2"? Almost 6'4". I usually round up to 6'4".
Okay. And what is your plan, you know, moving forward? Are you going to go to Dresden and then take some time off? Or, you know, what's it going to look like for you, say, a month out?
Yeah, I mean, moving forward, yeah, going to Dresden. And then I'll spend Christmas in Seefeld for a little block. And, you know, hopefully everything goes as planned and I get some tour starts and I'm able to do some of those races. And the results just kind of keep coming. I mean, my philosophy has always been you just ski fast and the rest kind of takes care of itself. So I'm hoping that that's the case.